Anyway, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. On Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Yesterday, I visited with the audience, for those that tuned in, on the matter of the new Russian international gold market. It is the world standard, the Moscow world standard, an alternative to the London Bullion Market Association and COMEX. We have, and right as we are on the program today, Russia is working this new Russian a new trading system with precious metals with countries out of Eurasia or Central Asia. It's interesting, as I mentioned yesterday, at the end of the world, there would be an Antichrist digital system, and also there would be an alternative to Antichrist and his control over finances digitally in the Western world. And Russia, since February of this year, the BRICS monetary network has become stronger. And now, within the BRICS nations and other nations in Eurasia or Central Asia, there's also now a way in which these nations will be able to trade precious metals. It's called the Moscow World Standard. I covered it as clearly as I could yesterday, but it's still takes a little time to sink in. I'm going to just briefly present a little bit of it to you. It was out of ZeroHedge.com, Tyler Durden. And toward the end of July, out of Russia, there was a media that there are Eurasian allies that are reviewing the proposal to create an entirely new trading and pricing infrastructure for the international precious metals in order to destroy the London and New York's monopoly over global precious metals pricing. And secondly, more importantly for them, to stabilize the Russian gold market. And the way that this infrastructure would take place is this. Number one, Moscow World Standard for precious metals trading, likened to the London Good Delivery List of the London Bullion Market Association. Number two, a new international precious metals exchange trading venue headquartered in Moscow, based on this Moscow World Standard and known as the Moscow International Precious Metals Exchange, 3, a price fixing committee with price discovery and new precious metal price fixings based on the, again, the Moscow World Standard and reference prices delivered in the national currencies of participant countries or in a new international settlement unit. So even they are talking about a new digital or way to settle commerce. Might be their own currencies. They might have a common currency, like with the euro. So, now, the nations involved would be Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyz Republic, the Russian Federation. And again, this is a Eurasian Economic Union. There hasn't been much in the press in this country, but over there, there's been quite a bit of press. So a new way, a new alternative to the London bullion market and America's COMEX. Another way to buy precious metals. The other nations, I promise you, they are rejoicing because they have been held hostage to England and the United States in the matter of precious metals. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind, you plan to bring NATO, make Ukraine a NATO nation. Russia has to respond. In the response, Russia, her ruble, is soared to new heights, is very, very strong. Russia is selling, she spent all those years, Gazprom pipelines, two of them, to Europe. Well, because of the empire pushing European nations and NATO nations to not buy not only gold, but oil and gas from Russia, they thought that this would really hurt Russia economically. Well, it's actually been a boom for Russia. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
And I'm going over highlights from yesterday's program. Now, one of the Russian news sites, URA, it had links links to the new BRIC settlement unit to a URA article from June 22nd this year. And the article was titled, Putin is preparing to replace... Putin is preparing a replacement for the dollar. That was another shot heard around the world. The globalists of the West now are frantic. Like I said yesterday, if you think things are heated presently, you wait now. For Putin, remember what happened to Gaddafi when he was going to take Libya off of the petrodollar system. Look what happens to all the nations that want to get out of the petrodollar system. They get the flu. The whole nation gets the flu. The whole nation gets sick. Putin is preparing for a replacement for the dollar. It states, the Russian financial messaging system is open to connecting banks from the five BRICS countries. The geography of use of the Russian payment system, MIR, M-I-R, is being expanded. The issue of creating an international reserve currency based on a basket of currencies of our countries is being worked out, Vladimir Putin stated. This is not sitting well with the World Economic Forum, with the World Bank, with the Bank of International Settlements, with the International Monetary Fund, with the UN, with the people in Brussels, Belgium. It's not sitting well with them. Like I stated yesterday, in the Bible, we read about how Antichrist will control the world through a digital currency. Well, it didn't mean the whole world. It means the Western countries. The United States of America, the home base of this coming person that will force you to worship him, take his number, and the European nations. The nations are going to, these nations with the World Economic Forum, are going to force members to use the new currency, the new system. Klaus Schwab earlier this year, or in the last year, I don't remember, in the last 9 months, kicked Vladimir Putin and the Russian and Russia out of the World Economic Forum, kicked him out of the WEF. And guess what? That is exactly the best thing for Russia. That is what Vladimir Putin, the best news he ever got, is they're not part of the World Economic Forum. Now, Putin was working with them. He had them believing that he was going to bring Russia under the World Economic System, World Economic Forum system. They believed it. They knew that one of the ways to destroy Russia was to bring them into that system. When Putin invaded Ukraine, things changed. So with this new replacement for the dollar, there would be in the Bible an alternate way for the nations of the world to economically work with each other so that they could, you know, they could live, they could function. China and America These are two completely opposite ends of the magnet. People are thinking that the United States, that Russia is going to, that China is going to invade the United States. No. That Russia is going to nuke the United States. No. Before the destruction of America, Russia will be have gone into her punishment 7+ years earlier. Russia is not going to nuke America, nor China. China will not nuke America. China is not going to come into this nation and take over. It's not in the Bible. China goes to Armageddon. Russia doesn't. America goes to Armageddon. The armies of Antichrist go to Armageddon. Russia doesn't. Russia's not at Armageddon. But America and China are not at the Russian war 7.5 years, 8 years earlier. America's not at the Russian war. Neither is China. And Russia is not at the War of Armageddon. Now, I'm going to go on with the article here. The BRICS group currently consists of 5 countries: Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Also, 2 other countries that have just are presently part of it: Argentina and Iran. They're both very interested. This is huge news. The EAU countries aim to develop precious metals pricing mechanisms independent of the British London Bullion Market and Association, completely separate from Britain. Do you see why Britain and the Pilgrim Society, and do you see in Britain, and do you see why the COMEX in America, why they are trying to destroy Russia? They do not want an alternate system as far as trading currencies, currency trading. They don't want an alternate system, nor do they want an alternate international metals market system. They don't want either one of these things. It will make the nations of the world independent from the World Bank, the Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, the America's Federal Reserve, and the British banks. It'll make them free. So they have mechanisms independent of the LBMA and COMEX, as well as independent of the LBMA and LPPM fixings, such as gold price auctions, silver price auctions, platinum and palladium price auctions, a completely separate system. Do you see why the globalists of the West, the New World Order of the West, is trying to destroy Russia? I mean, that is their number one objective, destroy Russia. China didn't bring this in. Russia has brought this in. Right, Russia is the one who put together Vladimir Putin, is the one who's taken the BRICS thought forward. Beyond the EAU countries of Russia, Belarus, Armenia, Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyzstan, the news agency in Russia stated that the Russian Minfin letter is envisioning an even wider participation within the proposed new system. More nations are wanting to be part of and become members of this new system. Quote, "It is necessary to make membership in this organization attractive to all, without exception. Foreign participants in the precious metals market, especially China, India, Venezuela, Peru, and other countries of South America and Africa, according to the Ministry of Finance." End quote. Now, throughout the Russian media coverage, the Minfin letter to Russia, to the Russian financial sector participants, they are stressing the objective of this new system, and that this new system will end the London Bullion Market Association and America's COMEX dominance of precious metals price discovery. This is very important. Not just important because it's important from a biblical point of view, because it means that now we're watching what the Bible says would happen in the time prior to Christ's return, as the Antichrist West, the system of the West, would put into place a system to control everything financially, internationally. There would have to be an alternate system. And here, the BRICS was one part of that alternate system. And I just read this and I thought, wow, this is the second leg. This is the second half of a system that will be used by the nations so they can continue to merchandise, trade, their economies can be free from the Western control, the octopus, the arm, the arms of the octopus of the financial systems of the West. For the first time, the nations are thinking, we can be free of America, British control, the bankers of the West. We can be free. Well, my program for today wasn't to rehearse this so much, but it will flow right into the direction I was going to go in my program. And the direction that I was headed was Project Hammer. Project Hammer. This was George Bush's Project Hammer. Now, in 1989, George H.W. Bush began the multi-billion dollar Project Hammer, a program using the investment strategy to bring about the economic destruction of the Soviet Union, including the theft of the Soviet treasury, the destabilization of the ruble, funding a KGB coup against Gorbachev in August 1991, and the seizure of major energy and munitions industries in the Soviet Union. Those resources would be subsequently, they'd be turned over to the international bankers and corporations. This is exactly the Pilgrim Society strategy. Continuing, George Bush Sr. was a Pilgrim Society member. The same with Bill and Hillary. They're all members of the secret society, directly or indirectly, but mostly directly. So, you know, what happened is, in history, in the first part of the 1900s, one of the plans for the Pilgrims was to, and it was a plan, the Bolshevik Revolution was a Pilgrim Society plan, U.S. and America working together. They trained Joseph Stalin in London, and they sent him into Russia, and he was instrumental in starting the Bolshevik Revolution to destroy Russia. In the back of our mind, we have to remember, Russia is a center country. If you cannot destroy Russia, you will not be able to take over Eurasia, meaning Western Europe, Central, Eastern and Western Europe, Central Asia, and Eastern Asia, Eurasia, the whole from Pacific to Atlantic. Without destroying Russia, you cannot control the world. If you can control Asia, Central Asia, then you can control Eurasia, and you can control all the nations of the world, Africa, the continents. You can control everything. You have to have control of Central Asia to keep China and her objectives for a hegemonic world order. You have to control China. You have to have Central Asia to control China. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. swamp.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts. Not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. Please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Lying in bed, I shouldn't have said, but there it is. You see, it's all clear. You are meant to be here from the beginning.
And it is a truth. You were meant to be here from the beginning. We are witnessing unbelievable Bible prophecy events taking place. Russia, They're trying to destroy Russia in 1917, Bolshevik Revolution. These people in Pilgrim Society, one of the plans is you have to get rid of the Romanov family, because they're the center family, like the royalty, the unroyalty in Britain, they're the royalty of Russia. So anybody the individuals that would identify with the Romanov family making Russia, you know, what it is a nation, they have to identify with something. We all identify with one thing or another. And the Romanovs, as the royal family of Russia, they had to murder them. Stalin is trained in London. He goes in, operative, starts the Bolshevik Revolution, introduces communism. It was a philosophical thought invented by the British. Then they go in, and godlessness throughout all of Russia. They put persecution, religious persecution begins nationwide. Then during World War II, Hitler is told by the Pilgrim Society, because he's one of their operatives also, to go and to invade Russia. So the German army heads toward Moscow. Bible prophecy must be fulfilled. They could not destroy Russia. Russia has to be great at the end of the world. And what happens out of that, you get, not only does Russia continue to exist, but then you have a group of nations which would become the Soviet Union. They are put together to push back at America's hegemony, the world hegemony of America. It switched from the British to the Americans. Well, that failed. Well, then, their next plan was, during the Reagan administration, to use a gentleman by the name of Leo Wanta to destroy the power of the ruble. Wanta is funded by Reagan. He is able to start purchasing rubles on the world market and, for the most part, destroys Russia economically. That was the third plan, or fourth, maybe, to destroy the Russian economy, and it worked. It worked. But it also, at the same time, some other things took place. Is what happened is there was a beginning back in the mid-70s, late-70s, there was a religious revival within the believers, the Christian people, the true Russian Orthodox people in Russia. There was a spiritual revival. At the same time, Russia's economy was starting to maybe get a little bit of momentum. Then you have the Berlin Wall comes down. Is that important? It is important. It's also in the Bible. People don't realize it. You could not have two Germanies. To a degree, there are still two Germanies, West and East. Those in the East, they still have the old communist thinking, which they still like, in the East, but they are not as economically as powerful as Western Germany. But Germany has to be powerful also as a nation at the end of the world. Very powerful as a people. Now, I talk about Adolf Hitler and the Nazis and the evil of the Nazis and the religion of Nazism. It is evil. But we can't forget the German people are a great people. They're a very, very great people. In every society, in every race, in every country, male, female, rich, poor, educated, non-educated, you have the good people across the board, and you have the wicked. The scripture, the Bible, is simple. It presents things very matter-of-fact. You have the good people of the world, the good people that have a conscience, that live by a conscience, that contribute to society. Then you have the wicked, who contribute nothing, but they steal everything. And I mean the powerful people. You have the good people who are wealthy, can handle money. You have the wicked who are wealthy and who are greedy. So with the German people, if it hadn't been for the German people, if it had not have been for Martin Luther, we would not have justification by faith. The Catholic Church could only take mankind in the faith and belief in God so far. But it peaked. The Catholic Church peaked. God brought in Martin Luther, justification by faith, not by works. We're not saved by our works, what we do. We're saved by our faith in the Messiah. The great German people bring in that thought. It changed the world. But be the vindictiveness of the devil. The devil would take a great people, a religious people, a holy people, and what would he do? Out of Germany would come the greatest evil in the last century. You see, whenever there is somebody that does something good, that person better be careful, because Satan is vindictive. Here we have the Christian people, the believing people that come over from Europe, start a new nation, involved with starting a new way of worship, freedom of worship, and we make this nation, people of faith, make this nation what it is. But guess what? The enemy will always strike back. Now we are anti-God. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com, podcast.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on? Everybody's fine.
We're going to go to Spirits Music Hall. That's what we're going to do tonight. Live music, comedy, wrestling, karaoke, and more. Acts that you do not want to miss. All at Spirits Music Hall, located at 1 North Parish Avenue, right here in Johnstown, across the street from the radio station. 1360 KHNC. Get tickets and see the schedule of events at SpiritsMusicHall.com. That's SpiritsMusicHall.com. You can also buy tickets at the door during the events. Experience live local entertainment that you will love. Go to SpiritsMusicHall.com.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on?
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Isn't it amazing how coming in from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, turn of the century, and now, you know, The American people are beginning to see who the real monster is. The monster is not the American people. The American people are beginning to have their eyes opened to the monster, a federal government that there's no law. It is anti-law. It is a system now that is corrupt. Democrat Party, Republican Party, the two are the same. Then you have, apart from that, the American people, for the most part. Like I said, was saying about, at one time, the America, a great nation of Bible-believing people, religious people, and now it is a nation where we have turned on God. We are a God-hating nation, a Christ-hating nation, an anti-Christ system, and we get to see now what really is behind the curtain. We finally get to see. With Russia, at one time, they were communist, God-hatred, anti-God. Then in the mid-70s, then religion, they were allowed to once again begin to worship, and now they have become great. A nation that acknowledges God as a society and the government, if they acknowledge along with the citizenry, you will have a great nation. Now, people have they may have their differences on that. We don't want a theocracy. Israel, remember, in Moses' writings, Israel had, in a sense, two forms of government. There were the Levitical priesthood. There was a priesthood, which was the government of heaven in the religious, to the Jewish people as their religion. But then they also, God gave them the civil government. And these two working together made Israel great. There was a time when America and the government, the civil government, as well as the heavenly kingdom through the believers of the land, made America great. But now, once one or the other begins to become dominant, then you're going to have an imbalance, you're going to have hardship. Now we have shifted from having a system of the kingdom of heaven through the religion to the churches. The government has become powerful. The churches are the target of the government. Same thing happened in 1910-7 up in Russia. The government began to oppress the religious side of society. This is what's happening in this country. It will continue to happen. In Israel, at the time of Christ, you had the religious world. They were working with the government in an ungodly fashion to a degree. This is why they could martyr Christ. They could assassinate him. It was an assassination, a legal assassination. Rome tried to free him, but the religious world said, crucify him. And then the people yelled, crucify him. So America, empire, has tried to destroy using two groups, Pilgrim Society out of England, Pilgrim Society out of New York City, have been trying to destroy Russia in all of their attempts. They try once again at the late 1980, early 1990s. They tried to destroy Russia economically. It wasn't going to work. But then Bush, Bush's Project Hammer. So Bush is trying to destabilize Russia and turn over the resources to the international bankers and the corporations. The Russian coup was discussed in June 1999 when Yeltsin visited with Bush in conjunction with his visit to the United States. On the same visit, Yeltsin met discreetly with Gerald Corrigan, the chairman of the New York Federal Reserve. Russia was going to be sold to the people involved in the banks and in Wall Street. Russia was going to be parted out. Well, Bush, you know, he loses the election. But guess who picks up the strategy? Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton picks it up in about 1991. And what he does is he begins to sell Russia. It's documented. He began to sell Russia to whoever was in the market to buy everything. Now, what happened? It was by the early 1990s this began, and then by 1997, according to the article I'm reading, BP Amoco became the largest foreign direct investor in Russia in 1997. It paid $500 million to buy 10% stake in the Russian oil conglomerate. And then in 1999, Tyumen Oil bought Sadako's prize unit, Chernogorneft, which made BP Amoco's investments worthless. Russia is being sold. We're going to run out of time. Russia is not going to be destroyed. America, at least not yet. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that started on $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, we'll finish off today's program by Russia. You know, they invade Ukraine. They invade Ukraine. They have to. Vladimir Putin doesn't have a choice. Vladimir Putin knows Russian history. He is a history major. He is a monumental personality, not disorder, but he is a monumental personality. And this guy has been a thorn to the globalists from the first day of this century when he became president of Russia. Boris Yeltsin turned Russia over to the bankers, the international bankers, to strip Russia of all her wealth, and it didn't work. Because one reason, from a spiritual perspective, the Russian people had become a people of faith, and they began to pray, and if it hadn't been for the faith of the Russian people, the plans of the Pilgrim Society would have been accomplished, would have come to pass. You cannot ever, ever take religion or the belief in the God of who created the stars of heaven. You can never take him out of the scenario. You have to remember, out of the equation. He is always in the equation. America, this present administration, has taken the God who created the moon, the stars, out of the equation. Who created Adam out of red clay and breathed into his nostrils and he became a living soul. They have taken this God out of the equation. And the Bible said at the end of the world, America would do just that. America would take God out of the equation, the God and his Son, the Messiah of the world, and the Holy Spirit. They would take the Godhead out of the equation in the affairs of man. And America, it states, would be turned over to magicians, to sorcerers, to astrologers, to people in the occult. America would be turned over to these type of people. These type of people at the top, they would look to the other world down the rabbit hole to make America the world leader, the hegemonic power of the world. And the Bible says they would accomplish that. But at the very end, then at the beginning, in the time of the judgments of America by this God of heaven, these people that are in the occult, that look into the crystal ball and they do their magic, they're going to find they have no power and they cannot save the country and they cannot save themselves. That's what the Bible says. So they're trying to destroy Russia ahead of time. That's it for today. Monday through Friday now, The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Tactical Civics is a private member organization with a mission to glorify Jesus Christ and organize we the people to enforce the U.S. Constitution. From public school districts to Congress to the U.S. federal courts, those who are supposed to serve the American people now rule us. Tactical Civics focuses on training us to fight back. America needs you. Visit tacticalcivics.com. Again, tacticalcivics.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.